Good morning, this is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about the upcoming deadlines for the agriculture risk coverage and the price loss coverage program enrollment. Agriculture producers now can enroll in the ag risk coverage, ARC, and price loss coverage, which is PLC programs, the two USDA safety net programs for the 2019 and 2020 year. ARC provides income support payments on the historical base acres when the actual crop revenue declines below a specific guaranteed level. PLC provides income support payments on a historical base acres when the effective price for a covered commodity falls below its reference price. The 2018 Farm Bill reauthorized and updated both programs. The sign-up for the 2020 crop year closes on June 30th of this year. The sign-up for the 2019 crop year closes on March 16th, which is coming up soon. Producers who have not yet enrolled for the 2019 can enroll for both 2019 and 2020 during the same visit to an FSA county office. ARC and PLC have options for the farmer operator who is actively farming the land as well as the owner of the land. Farm owners also have a one-time opportunity to update the PLC payment yields beginning with crop year 2020. Deadline to update those yields is September 30th of this year. As soon as you've determined which program you wish to elect, contact your county office to set up an appointment to enroll. Again, there's 22 days left to complete your 2019 election enrollment, so don't delay, call today. More information on the ARC and PLC, including two online decision-making tools that help the producers make enrollment decisions. Specific to your operations, you can either check out Iowa State University's Ag Decision Maker website, which is extension.iastate.edu/agdm, or the FSA ARC and PLC webpage, which is fsa.usda.gov/arcplc. Now, some general and continuous CRP sign-up notes. Another program with a deadline happening soon is the Conservation Reserve Program, which is CRP. Sign-up is now open, and the deadline for ag producers to sign up for the general CRP sign-up is February 28th of this month. Continuous CRP sign-up is ongoing. Farmers and ranchers who enroll in CRP receive yearly rental payments for voluntarily establishing long-term resource-conserving plant species, such as approved grasses or trees, which are known as covers. Those control soil erosion, improve water quality, and develop the wildlife habitat on marginally productive agricultural lands. Under the new Farm Bill, there's a couple of different CRP enrollment options. The first is a general sign-up, which is held annually. This is a competitive general sign-up. It includes increased opportunities for enrollment of wildlife habitat through the State Acres for Wildlife Enhancement, which is the SAFE initiative. Second enrollment option is under the continuous sign-up. Some practices under the SAFE initiative were under the continuous sign-up originally, but now they're under the general sign-up. Now the continuous sign-up focuses primarily on water quality issues with the Clear Lakes, Estuaries, and Rivers initiative. 2018 Farm Bill does prioritize water quality practices, things like contour grass strips, filter strips, riparian buffers, wetlands, and they also have a new prairie strip. A third enrollment option is under the CRP grassland sign-up. That sign-up helps landowners and operators protect grasslands, including rangelands and pasturelands and certain other lands, while maintaining the areas as grassland grazing areas. That separate CRP grassland sign-up is going to be offered each year following the general sign-up, so that's upcoming. In addition to any new CRP acre offers, CRP producers who have land enrolled in CRP under a 15-year contract that expired September of either 2017, 18, or 19 may be eligible for enrollment if there wasn't any, if there was not an opportunity to re-enroll that practice under the expired contract as it was. So again, if you're interested in offering any acres under the general CRP contract, the deadline to do so is February 28th. Call or contact your local office for more information. And finally, higher loan limits are now available on USDA farm loans. Higher limits are available for borrowers interested in USDA farm loans, which help ag producers purchase farmland or farms or cover operating expenses. The 2018 Farm Bill increased the amount that producers can borrow through the direct and guaranteed loans available through the Farm Service Agency, made changes to other loans like microloans and emergency loans. There's about five key changes, and those include the direct operating loan limit, which was increased from $300,000 to $400,000, and the guaranteed operating loan limit, which was increased from $1.429 million to $1.75 million. Operating loans help producers pay for things like normal operating expenses, machinery and equipment, seed, livestock, feed, and more. The second one is direct farm ownership loans, those loan limits were increased from $300,000 to $600,000. The guaranteed farm ownership loan limits were increased from $1.429 million to $1.75 million. Farm ownership loans help producers become owner-operators of family farms, as well as improve and expand current operations. The third one is that producers can now receive both a $500,000, $50,000 farm ownership microloan and a $50,000 operating microloan. Previously, microloans were limited to a combined $50,000. Those loans provide flexible access to credit for small, beginning, niche, and non-traditional farming operations. The fourth one, producers who previously received debt forgiveness as part of an approved FSA restructuring plan are now eligible to apply for emergency loans. Previously, those producers were ineligible. And finally, beginning and socially disadvantaged producers can now receive up to a 95% guarantee against the loss of principal and interest on a loan, which is up from 90%. Herd farm loans, which include microloans and emergency loans, are financed and serviced by FSA, which guarantees the farm loans are financed and serviced by commercial lenders. For guaranteed loans, FSA provides a guarantee against possible financial loss of principal and interest. For more information on farm loans, either visit the website at fsa.usda.gov or contact us here at the Cass County office for more information. In closing, more information on any of the topics covered today or any of the questions you have, contact your local county FSA office. If you're here in Cass County, we're at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic. Our phone number is 243-1377. And as always, you can find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks and have a great day.